Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
So as we're all dealing with this new normal for a period of time, MassMEP wants you to know what resources are available to you in the world of manufacturing. I'm Haley Steele, and this is the MassMEP podcast, Services and Solutions in Operational Excellence, Workforce Development, and Innovative Growth Strategies. Joining us today is Lisa Derby-Onan, Project Development Coordinator at MassMEP. Welcome, Lisa.
Hey, good afternoon, Haley.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Pretty good, considering all the circumstances we have going on right now. So speaking of that, so in your career path, have you ever experienced anything quite like this before?
You know, I haven't experienced anything exactly like this. I have been telling some of my friends that sort of the chaos reminds me a little bit of the ice storm of 2008, but without the ice. I was without power for 11 days at that time, but you know, so everything looks a little bit different, but, you know, challenging times call for adjusting, creating, and exploring new ways for doing business when it comes to business entities. And MassMEP is here to provide assistance and resources as we all make our way through this uncharted territory, really, of COVID-19. And as trusted advisors to the manufacturing ecosystem in Massachusetts, we offer some great ideas to help manufacturers weather these rocky waters.
That's great. I'm sure there's a supply chain disruption within all of this. So if manufacturers are having a hard time getting the supplies that they need, how is MassMEP able to help?
You know, one of the great things about MassMEP is that we're part of a nationwide network of 51 MEP centers across the country. So as part of that system, we actually have access to supplier matchmaking and can provide connections to help manufacturers solve their disruption.
Wow, that's really good. So another part is, as these organizations and individuals are taking to the internet, I'm pretty good to assume that hackers and malware and the virus infectors will have a much greater opportunity for adding to this chaos. Does MassMEP have anything that fall in lines with cybersecurity?
You know, we do. We have some great cybersecurity offerings for manufacturers. We have assessments and training that will assist in protecting them, as well as providing them with the DFARS 800-171 compliance. And it'll also prepare the manufacturers for a CMMC audit that's coming down the road later on this year. Our contact within the organization is Tom Andrelos at tom@massmep.org.
All right, great. So, and at the end of this, we'll reiterate all of the contacts so that everybody is able to get in touch with the right sources. So, Lisa, don't you agree that when business gets slow, it's a good time to do training that'll be innovative and beneficial to develop the staff and the processes?
You know, absolutely. There's no better time. When production's going full force, you might recognize the kind of training that you need, but you don't really feel like you can afford to take people off the shop floor. So this actually provides you with a key opportunity for just that. We can help you to discuss and plan a strategy and to prepare a workforce training fund grant and then implement the training. We can conduct much of our training via webinars and virtual training as well. So training during these times can provide you actually with a jump start as we come through this, as well as to help keep your employees working. And again, the contact person for that would be Jim Gusha at jamesg@massmep.org to get started with the whole process.
That's great. So in this downtime per se, it's a really good opportunity to get the training going full force. So far, we've covered a great amount of content for manufacturers to use, but what about digging a little bit deeper, let's say a critical skills assessment? Are those available? Why should they do them? What are some of the questions that may arise? I'm sure this probably has a pretty in-depth answer, for this question.
Yeah, this one does. And this is really a unique opportunity that we have for employers of manufacturers of 100 or fewer employees. Even before COVID-19, manufacturers were having difficulty training their workforce to take on the business and technology challenges that they currently face. And it's even harder if you're a small manufacturer with less than 100 people, like we said. So questions that arise are, you know, the manufacturers kind of wonder, well, who should we train? What exactly should we train them in? And what kind of financial return can we expect if we train them? So questions such as these often leave small companies really overwhelmed to the point where they actually, you know, they end up doing nothing. You get kind of, you know, analysis paralysis, right?
Yeah.
But Mass MEP and Polaris, which is the Rhode Island MEP, and Florida Makes, which is the Florida MEP, are currently working on a simple Microsoft Excel tool that creates a series of indexed metrics that can actually predict the economic impact of training specific individuals in your organization. And wow. The project is actually, I know, it's really phenomenal. I've been through one of the betas that we've done so far, and it was really a quite fascinating process. The project is part of the NIST grant to develop tools to assist small and medium-sized manufacturers. And a lot of times companies want to know, well, how long is this assessment? So for a company, for example, of 50 people, the data collection only takes about 3 hours. And since this assessment process is still in its testing stages, it's available at no cost to manufacturers of 100 or less employees.
Okay, so 100 or less employees, is that small, medium? What is that considered?
Yeah, you know, that's really a small company.
Okay, small manufacturer. Okay.
Yeah. And the outcome of it is that we will provide you with a report of our training recommendations and explain the metrics that were developed as part of this tool. The contact for this at Mass MEP is Leslie Parity at lesliep@massmep.org.
Okay. Wow. So a lot of opportunities for those that are on the smaller side that may be really feeling this hit right now.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about some applications. Tooling U, you know, what is it and how is Mass MEP connected with the Tooling U system?
So Tooling U is another great tool that we have in our toolbox right now. And the entire MEP network actually has a partnership with Tooling U SME that provides the manufacturer with special pricing when purchased through Mass MEP. Tooling U SME is a leading provider of online manufacturing training and is working with organizations across the country in educating employees in a multitude of manufacturing programs, such as machining, industrial maintenance, mechatronics, welding, and additive manufacturing. Their online courses are actually industry recognized and provide great foundation knowledge that's a wonderful combination with on-the-job training. I've walked through some of these modules myself, and it's really, really well done. But because Tooling U SME courses are online, this might be a great option for employees that are working remotely, especially now with COVID-19, or taking time off to be home due to family needs. And there's also a very user-friendly app for tablets and phones. So classes can be taken anywhere. You know, I mean, even if they're on the job, you can have them, you know, doing some of the Tooling U stuff while they're right there on the job even. So, and it just provides that backup level of knowledge. And again, Leslie Parity at Mass MEP is the contact for this. And she can send you a Tooling U catalog of all the classes and information about how to sign up and get started.
Wow, that's great. So having, you know, Mass MEP is kind of like the coupon that you can use for the discount when you're ordering online for your sign up and to get started and being able to even pick out of a catalog. It's almost like e-commerce.
I know. It's really great. And again, this is another way to keep your employees working when maybe things are kind of slow right now. Put them through some of this training, give them that good foundation level knowledge.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, we've really talked about a lot of important information out there for everyone. So I guess when it comes to MassMEP, how are they getting the information out right now with all of the details that are going on with COVID-19 and ways that manufacturers can still stay in the loop and stay productive and keep moving forward?
You know, that's changing daily for us, actually, and we keep ramping things up more as it unfolds in front of us. But we're sending out direct emails. We're making a lot of social media posts with additional resources for COVID-19. An example of that is that AIM, the Associated Industries of Massachusetts blog, provides wonderful specific details for manufacturers that are dealing with the repercussions of COVID-19. We're doing the same with any information that comes our way, such as the survey that the White House about the White House needing manufacturers to help with manufacturing supplies. That just came out this morning, and so we blasted that right out to our entire list. And our strongest digital communicator is always our website, massmep.org. The resources tab there is updated daily with all of the previous communications we spoke about and any new news from our center director or our partners.
That's awesome. Well, Lisa, thank you for joining us today and opening up the lines of communication through the opportunities and, of course, the sustainability that's offered through MassMEP. It's been a pleasure, and we really look forward to getting together and talking shop again soon.
Absolutely, as long as we social distance.
Oh, absolutely. As we close out our podcast, we want to thank you all for taking your time today to let us into your new normal as we learn how manufacturing is adjusting to the current environment. As you've heard, our lines of communication are open, so please let us know what you are thinking so we can share these ideas as we are better together. Questions about other issues, contact us at 508-831-7020. This is Haley Steele with MassMEP, and we are innovating daily. Contacts. You can reach Tom Andrelos for cybersecurity or Industry 4.0 at toma@massmep.org. Workforce Training Fund grant information, contact Jim Gusha at jamesg@massmep.org. Tooling new information, contact Leslie Parody at Leslie, LESLIEP, at massmep.org. For critical skills assessment, contact Leslie Parody at LESLIEP, at massmep.org.
Thank you so much for listening to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of MassMEP's podcasts or for more information on how MassMEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.